感觉好久没有来到弟兄姊妹中间了。
It feels as if it's been a long time since I've been among you.
今天来的时候，我坐在这里，感觉好像弟兄姊妹中间的人数也增加了一些。
As I sit here, I feel as if the gathering has increased in the number of people.
至少比我上次来的时候，我觉得好像多了一些。
At least it's more than the last time I was here.
很感谢主，让我们今天能够再有一次机会在这里一起来分享神的话。
We very much thank the Lord that He gives us opportunity once again to come here to share His words.
尤其在这个岁末感恩的这个季节里面。
Especially at the end of the year in the season of Thanksgiving.
我们也听到许多感恩的见证。
We hear many testimonies of Thanksgiving.
那么最近我特别对这些做见证的方式，我有一点的在神面前有点思考。
And recently, I thought about the different ways of doing testimony before the Lord.
当然，我们在神面前常常有许多的感谢。
Of course, often we have many thanksgivings before the Lord.
我觉得许多弟兄姊妹在神面前所分享神赐给他们有多少的恩典，那使得我们有时候我们真的在软弱的弟兄姊妹也存着一个盼望赞美来听这些见证。
And I hear often that brothers and sisters give thanksgiving to how much blessings God has given them, and it becomes a wonderful testimony for the brothers and sisters who are weak.
但是我总是觉得说，我们的见证如果常常仍然注重在我得到了多少，神给了我多少，我想求所想得到的，那可能还只是初步的光景。
But I also feel that perhaps we're still at the starting point if we often focus on how much the Lord has given me and how much I have received.
我越来越觉得真正的见证是应该让人在我的身上看到基督的生命在我身上有多少的彰显。
More and more, I feel the true testimony are for others to see how much can we manifest Christ on us.
并不是说我想要的我从神那里得到了多少。
It is not so much that what I want I have received from the Lord.
而是当我是怎么样的一个心来接受神给我的各样的环境。
But it is rather how I have a heart to accept whatever circumstance the Lord places in my life.
而且真的是在我的分享里面，在我感恩里面，人家看到我的意志，我的所想要的是怎么样的降服在神的主权底下。
And more so that others can see how in my testimony that my will and what I want is submitted underneath the will of God.
如果以各位最近参加了这个退休会的主题来讲，
If we go according to the topics and the themes of the Thanksgiving retreat,
十字架、基督跟圣灵在我身上的工作有多少的果效？
The cross, the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, how much effect does their work have on me?
所以我们如果再回到最根本的点来讲，
If we return to the most fundamental point,
就是我到底是一个什么样的人？
And that is, what kind of person am I?
到底我活在这个世界上，神在我身上要彰显什么？
As I live in this world, what does God want to manifest through me?
如果我们真的在回到神的话语来看的时候，集中在我是什么，而不是我得到什么，我做了什么的话，可能这个见证可以更合一点神的心意。
As we return to the word of our Lord, then perhaps we should focus more on what we are rather than what we have received. Perhaps that would be more according to the will of God.
好吧，请我们就一起来读一段神的话。
Let us together read the word of the Lord.
彼得前书第二章，我们要读第九到十二节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 9 through 12.
彼得前书第二章第九节这样说的，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 says, But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
请我们注意在这里， 这个九节的后半段讲说，我们要宣扬那招我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德，那就是我们所谓的见证。
Let's pay attention to the second half of verse 9. It says, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That is our testimony.
这是真正的见证的定义，就是怎么样述说神在我身上的改变。
That is the true definition of a testimony. It is to tell how God has changed us.
这个改变就是怎么样把我从黑暗的光景里面带到属天光明的国度里面。
And that change is how he has brought us out of darkness into his heavenly light.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们用圣经的光来看的话，我们今天许多的见证可能不是真的和这一个标准。
If we truly look at it from the perspective of the scripture, then perhaps our testimonies today are not according to this.
我没有工作了，神祝福我，找到了一份工作。
I've lost my job and God has blessed me and I found a new job.
这个跟神怎么招你出黑暗，入光明有什么样的关系？
How is that related with God has called you out of darkness into the light?
可能有一点关系，因为你本来在那种心情很沉闷，很低沉的黑暗的光景里面，今天找到了一个工作，你突然欢喜快乐，把感谢献给神。
Perhaps it is a little bit related because you were in a very depressed, dark state, and God has put you into a very joyful and light condition.
可是这不是真正彼得在这里的意思。
But that is not what Peter meant here.
彼得在这里的意思实在是讲到我们得到的救恩来讲的。
Peter is pointing to the salvation we have received.
我们从前是怎么样活在一个败坏的光景里面，我们对我们自己也不知道我要往哪里去。
Before we were living in a state of corruption, we do not know where we are going.
我也不知道我生命的意义是什么。
And we do not know what is the meaning of life.
可是今天我因为认识了主，他把我拣选了出来，他的救恩临到我的身上，我向世人宣告，我是一个蒙恩得救的人。
But today, we are the chosen people. God has called us out so that we can proclaim to the world that we are saved by grace.
当别人看到我们今天的生活，我们的生命里面是有了光明的时候，这是一个宣扬见证。
When others see that there is light in our life, that is a proclamation.
请你注意在这里，彼得在讲到宣扬见证以前，他特别用四个方面来强调我们信徒的身份。
But let's pay attention that before he said we can proclaim the testimony, he mentioned four aspects.
他讲了第一个，说我们是被拣选的族类。
At first he said we are a chosen race.
我们是被拣选的族类。
We are a chosen race.
这是指到说我们是被神特别得救，把我们从黑暗中所拣选出来的一群人。
That is referring to the fact that God has chosen us and brought us out of darkness.
第二方面，他说我们是有君尊的祭司。
And then he said, we are a royal priesthood.
这里不但我们被拣选出来，而且神给我们一个托付，要做祭司。
Not only has God chosen us, but he has given us, he has committed the priesthood to us.
这个祭司就是人跟神中间的一个桥梁。
And that priesthood is the bridge between man and God.
当人里面被罪捆绑，有罪恶感，得罪了神的时候，我们怎么样子成为人跟神中间的那个把人带到神面前的一个人物？
As people are constrained inside, as they have sinned against God, how can we be the bridge that brings man to God?
这里说到多数你们都是所有的信徒都是君尊的祭司。
Here it uses a plural form. You are all a royal priesthood.
这还不只讲的是祭司，他说我们是有君王的那个尊贵身份的祭司。
Here it doesn't only say that we are priests, but we are a royal priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，你如果去读圣经的时候，你会发现这个身份、这个托付在旧约时代是没有的。
If you read the scripture carefully, then you will see that this title, this status, it did not exist in the Old Testament.
在旧约的时候，祭司就是祭司，君王就是君王。
In the Old Testament, the priest is a priest and the king is a king.
祭司能够为人赎罪的事情，君王不能够去做的。
When the priest can offer atonement for people, that is something that the king cannot do.
在旧约里面，或许有些人物给我们看到这个预表，这个影像。
Perhaps in the Old Testament that we can see a bit of a shadow.
像撒母耳，他就好像我们在他身上看到，神已经把君王、祭司跟先知的职分都显在他的身上。
As in Samuel, we can see that God has already shown the characters of a priest, a king, and a prophet all in him.
可是真正的实现是到了耶稣基督来成全的救恩的时候，他成为真正的君王、祭司跟先知。
But the true realization of that only came when Jesus Christ came, and God has shown that He is the priest, the king, and the prophet.
今天我们这些被拣选蒙恩的人，都要像基督，神在我们身上有个托付，就是我们要成为君王、先知跟祭司。
And today, those of us who have been called by His grace, that there is a commitment to us, and that is, we shall be like Christ, like a priest, a king, and a prophet.
第三方面，这里讲到我们是圣洁的国度。
And the third aspect, it says that we are a people of God's own possession.
这里圣洁的国度是讲到我们怎么样在这个世界上生活，被分别出来的见证。
So it says we are a holy nation, and it is referring to how we will be separated from this world.
今天这个世界上有许多的观念，让我们基督徒不非基督徒都混淆不清楚。
Today, there are many concepts in this world that confuses the Christians and the non-Christians.
我们很明显的在道德方面就搞得很难分出是非来。
And very clearly, in the area of morality, it is very difficult for us to tell the right from the wrong.
不是这样吗？在我们许多的教会里面，有的对于所谓婚姻的这个贞洁的问题，或者结婚同性恋的问题，都已经失去了圣经上面的见证。
Is it not so that in a church, on the topic of the purity of marriage and homosexuality, we have already lost the teaching in the scripture?
我曾经到过北欧的一个教会。
I have once been to a church in Northern Europe.
在那里，那个传道人，他宣教士。他事实上他是非常痛苦的跟我这样的分享。
A minister, a pastor at the church, he very painfully shared this with me.
他说在我们这个地方不能够讲罪，不能够讲婚姻中的不圣洁。
He said here we cannot talk about the sin in a marriage, we cannot talk about the impurity in a marriage.
因为在整个北欧的这个社会福利，他们你只要成为当地的居留权或者公民的时候，你就可以享受所有社会上面的国家给你的福利。
Because in Northern Europe, once you become a resident or a citizen, then you can enjoy all of the social benefit of that country.
所以，所有很多人，大概他说，我们教会里面80%的人，你不能碰这些问题的。
And he said, for about 80% of the people in the church, you cannot touch on this topic.
不是用假结婚进来的，就是在这里做许多非法的事情。
Either they entered this country through a fake marriage, or they've done many illegal things.
不能够讲罪的事情。
We cannot talk about sin.
所以今天还不止道德这样的混乱。
And today, it is not only the morality that is so distorted.
甚至一些跟道德好像没有直接关系的观念，今天在教会里面，在信徒身上也是搞不清楚。
And some concepts that seem to be unrelated to morality, it is also confusing among the saints and in the church.
今天这个社会上所讲究的成功的观念，是不是我们信徒们应该有的成功的观念呢？
The idea of success in this world preaches, is that also something that the saints should believe in?
今天我们所谓的有雄心在事业上要有成功，这个观念到底跟圣经里面的教导有没有不一样呢？
The idea of ambition, is that different from the teachings of the Bible?
今天我们对社会上有人以眼还眼，以牙还牙的这个观念，到底跟圣经有没有冲突呢？
And the idea in this world that you repay an eye with an eye and a tooth for a tooth is that contradictory to the teachings of the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们活在一个非常混乱的价值观混乱的一个时代里头。
Brothers and sisters, we live in a world that where the value system is completely distorted.
可是彼得在这里说，我们要清楚知道，我们是被分别出来，我们是圣洁的国度。
But Peter here says we clearly should know that we have been separated from this world. We are a holy nation.
第四方面，他说到我们是属神的子民。
And in the fourth aspect, he said we are a people for God's own possession.
这讲到我们是有归属的。
It means that we belong to someone.
我们是有保护的。
We are protected.
我们是属于神的。
We belong to God.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
我们是他的宝贝。
We are his precious one.
他是用宝血把我们救赎出来的。
He has saved us with his precious blood.
你如果在这一方面没有安全感的话，
If you do not feel secure about this,
你在什么地方找安全感呢？
Then where will you find your security?
你以为你的工作今天有个升迁的机会，你就有安全感了吗？
Do you feel that you are secure because you get promoted at your job?
还是你真的体会到我是属于神的孩子？
Or do you truly feel that I am a child who belongs to God?
我的爸爸是天上那个父亲。
My father is the heavenly one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这里讲到了四种的身份的认定。
Here it gives us here it confirms the four status.
这四种要先有深切的认识以后，我们才彼得才讲到说，我们可以宣扬神找我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And only after you clearly understand these four status, then you can proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
在第十节里面，彼得继续讲了说，我们从前算不得子民，现在我们却做了神的子民。
And then in verse 10, Peter says, once we were not a people, but now we are the people of God.
这里中文里面说我们做了神的子民。
Here in Chinese, it says that we have become the people of God.
可是英文里面或者原文里面说，我们今天就是神的子民。
But in the original text or in the English translation, it says now we are the people of God.
第十一节里面讲到说，亲爱的弟兄们，你们是客旅，是寄居的。
And then in verse 11, it says, "Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers."
这里又提到了两方面的事。
And then there are two aspects of ours here.
我们是寄居的。
We are aliens.
我们是属神，我们是天上的国民，可是我们今天在世上的生活，我们是暂时的。
We are the people of God. We are the heavenly citizens. But today, as we live in this world, we are aliens. We're soldiers.
我们是客旅。
We are strangers.
弟兄姊妹，如果把这几个事你摆在一起的时候，你能够有清楚的体会，那么我们就知道神要的见证是什么。
When you put all these R's together, then you can clearly see what is the testimony God wants.
见证不是只是我在这里述说一些事情。
Testimony is not that we are here to describe certain things.
见证是让我人看到我是谁，我是什么样的光景。
The testimony is to show who we are, what state we are in.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们今天就用一些生活的例子来看我们怎么活出一个神的见证人。
Brothers and sisters, then let us use some daily examples to show how we can live out the testimony of God.
我刚刚一开始讲到说，你要知道你归属谁，你是天上的国民，这件身份的认定是非常重要的。
At the beginning, I said you have to know who you are, that you are a people of a heavenly people, heavenly group of people. That is very important.
我相信我们中间的人在这里，我因为不是认识每一位，我相信90%，可能99%，我们都有一本护照。
I believe that people here among us, perhaps 99%, we all have passports.
可能100%都有。
Perhaps 100% we all have.
我不是讲的有没有绿卡，我讲的是一本护照。
I'm not talking about the green card, I'm talking about a passport.
你知道这个护照代表什么意思吗？
You know what this passport represents?
它代表你的身份。
It shows your status.
它也代表在你的身份的后面是谁在保护你。
It also shows that behind your status, who is protecting you?
我们中间可能你没有去想过这个问题。
Perhaps people among us, we have not thought of this.
如果有一天你坐飞机 被那个被劫机的人劫了，或者在一个地方啊被人被恐怖分子把你绑去了。
If one day you're riding on a plane and a terrorist kidnaps or hijacks the plane,
这时候你要看到谁来替你出面。
At that point, you have to see who's going to stand up for you.
那就是那个护照背后的那个力量。
And that is the power behind that passport.
我曾经到过一个地方，一个山区，那个地方的人，很多人没有护照。
I've once been to a village, and many people there did not have a passport.
因为他们在几十年前，他们就打仗的缘故，他们就到了那个山区里头。
Because many decades ago, because of a war, they entered into this valley.
在抗日战争的时候，有一群军人，他们打仗，他们到了那个台北的山区里。
During the years of war against Japan, there's this group of military men. They entered into
台北泰国北部的金三角。Yeah.
Oh, they entered into an area in Thailand.
结果等到了解放国共又分到一个到一边到台湾一边到还留在中国以后，这一群人变成了没有人要管的人。
And after the war, a group of people went to Taiwan and then a group of people stayed in mainland. Then this group of military men in northern Thailand, they became a group of people that no one cared for.
老一代的人，他们在那里要生存，他们就找了那个划，随便就分了谁要种哪一块地就种哪一块地，也娶了或者当地的土著村民就结婚了。
The older generation, for survival, they took up pieces of land and they started farming and they married the local people.
可是当他们的下一代出来的时候，在下一代说，你知道六十年的时间可以有孙子那一代就出来了。
You know, and then generation after generation, for 60 years, when it comes to the third generation,
这一群新的人他们没有护照。
This new group of people, they have no passport.
没有护照，如果大家全世界人都没有护照，那也就算了。
If the whole world are full of people without passports, then that's fine.
可是就我们，因为很多人有爱心关怀他们，他们送了许多的物资进去，他们在山区里面有自己成立了自己的军队。
But because many people with a loving heart have sent them many supplies, and they formed their own military in that little valley.
他们也有电视可以看。
They also have television they can watch.
我记得差不多十多年前，当我去的时候，他们晚会晚上在山区里面他们也看电视。
I remember 10 some years ago when I visited them, at night when they have dinner, they also have television to watch.
他们知道外面的世界是什么样子。
They know what the outside world is like.
可是他们没有办法走出这个山区。
But they cannot leave that little village.
他们也知道外面有许多的文明。
And they know that there's a civilization outside.
可是因为他们没有国籍，他们没有办法离开那里。
Because they don't have any nationality, they cannot leave that area.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们是有身份、有国籍的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are people with status and with nationality.
我们是天上的国民。
We are citizens of heaven.
我们很多时候我们不知道这个身份的宝贝。
So many times we do not know how precious that status is.
所以我们被今天世界上的价值观来掌管我们的生活。
Therefore, our lives are governed by the value system of this world.
刚刚我们讲的这四重身份，事实上它原来的经文的出处是从出埃及记出来的。
These four aspects that we talked about, the original text came from Exodus.
在出埃及记第十九章第三到第六节是这样说的。
In Exodus chapter 3, verse
十九章第三到第六节。
Chapter 19, verse 3 through 6.
那个时候，摩西被神呼召要去带以色列人出来。
At that time, Moses was called by God to bring out God's people.
这时候，神就告诉摩西说：“我像老鹰一样把以色列人背在肩膀上，要带他们出来。”
And then at that time, God said, "I will be like an eagle bearing the people of Israel on me to come out of Egypt."
我要带他们出来，他们要属于我。
I will bring them out so that they can belong to me.
他们要做属我的子民。
They will become a group of people who belong to me.
他说到，你们以色列人要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
And he said, the people of Israel, you will belong to me so that you can be a nation of holy people.
所以当 神向摩西呼召要带以色列人出埃及的时候，就已经启示了我们是怎么样的身份。
Therefore, when Moses led the people of God out of Egypt, he had already shown us what the status is.
当然，这个埃及我们都知道，在旧约里面就恩托瓦良就预表是这个世界。
We know that Egypt in Old Testament represents this world.
我们今天是被神从我们这个世界里面被提拔出来的一群子民。
Today we are a group of people who have been pulled out of this world by God.
我们虽然还在活在这个世界上，可是我们许多的观念，我们的身份是与这个世界不同的。
Even though we still live in this world, our concepts, our values are different from this world.
可是今天很多时候我们真的是不知道我们的身份是这样。
But many times today we do not know our status.
因为我们不清楚我们是寄居的，是客旅。
Because we do not know whether we're aliens or strangers.
我们不清楚我们是被分别出来的一群见证人。
We're not clear that we have been separated as a group of witnesses.
所以我们在生活里面的表现就有许多的错乱。
Therefore, in our daily life, we make many mistakes.
从一方面来讲，因为我们不知道我们是寄居的，所以我们就拼命去抓这个世界上所有的东西。
On one hand, we do not know that we're sojourners. Therefore, we continuously try to grab things of this world.
我们对于那些短暂的成功、失败、得到或失去，我们就斤斤计较。
We pay so much attention to the temporal things, what we gain and what we lose.
我相信我们中间许多你出去旅行的人，你到旅馆里面去住的时候，你虽然那个旅馆很漂亮，五星级、四星级，可是你知道这不是你长久住的地方。
I think many of us, when we travel, we can stay in a 4-star or a 5-star hotel, but no matter how nice it is, we know that this is not where we live.
你不会太去计较这个床单是什么资料，这个浴室里面的水龙头有多漂亮。
You won't pay that much attention to what is the quality of the linen and how nice are the shower heads in the bathroom.
因为你知道你是寄居的，你就要过去。
Because you know that you're living there temporarily, you're going to go.
今天我们有一方面来讲，我们不知道我们寄居的，所以我们对于暂时的得到或失去、成功或失败，我们在那里斤斤计较。
But today we do not know that we are sojourners. We do not know that this is temporary, so we pay so much attention to what we lose and what we gain and what is success and what is failure.
我们耗尽许多的心血去抓那些过不久就要丢掉的东西。
We spent all of our effort grabbing things that will go away shortly.
当时的以色列人他们在为埃及法老做工的时候，法老是怎么样来对待他们？
When the Israel people were working for the Pharaoh in Egypt, how did the Pharaoh treat them?
我知道，我们都知道法老苦待他们。
We all know that the Pharaoh treated them harshly.
要他们做砖头。
And made them make bricks.
可是他把他们所做的成果呢？圣经上告诉我们说，他法老都把它积存在两个城市里面。
And all the things that they've made, the Pharaoh put them into two cities.
那里叫做说把他们所做的都摆在积货城，两座的积货城，一个叫以东，一个叫兰善。
And they placed all of those things that the Israel people made into two storage cities. One is called the Pithom and the other called Ramses.
今天我们来查考的时候，我们都不知道以东跟兰善到底在什么地方了。
And today as we go and investigate, we have no idea where Pithom and Ramses are.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们今天如果活在这个世界上还不明白我们的身份，
Brothers and sisters, if we live in this world and we still do not understand our status,
你会花很多的心力去积攒一些财宝。
You will spend lots of effort to accumulate some treasure.
我们中间有可能有些人你的事业很成功。
There are some people among us, perhaps your career is very successful.
你的这些财宝你可以留给谁呢？
This wealth, this treasure, who can you leave it for?
如果你不是为神而活，不是用在神的国度里面的话，这些财宝对你没有太大的意义。
If you do not live for God and you do not accumulate these treasures for God, then these things have very little meaning.
而且你这些财宝，你如果是要留给你的孩子的话，可能更害了他。
And this treasure, if you want to leave it for your children, then perhaps it would even harm them.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要清楚我们是寄居的，是客旅。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we should be clear that we are sojourners, we're strangers.
我们在今生我们需要努力 来做工。
In this life, we need to work hard.
可是我们活着，我们所赚取的到底是为了谁？这个我们要很清楚。
But we must be clear what we earn. Who is it for?
很多时候我们就是因为不明白，所以我们花了很多精神去追寻这些东西，反而失掉了很多的东西。
Many times it is because we do not understand, then we pursue these things, and in the meantime, we lose others.
我们失去了亲情。
We lose family.
我们失去了健康。
We lose health.
因为我们以为我们要得到这个东西可以存到永远的。
Because we think that what we have gained we can store to eternity.
我们也失去了许多侍奉的机会。
And we lost many opportunities to serve.
因此我们在今天活在世界上的时候，我们真的就没有办法成为神真正的见证人。
And therefore, as we live in this world, we cannot become true witnesses for God.
我们不珍惜神在这个短暂的人生过程中给我们的那些宝贵的东西。
We do not treasure the things that God has given us in this temporary life.
我们不知道用着这短暂的这一点时间，我们来储蓄我们将来可以留到永恒的资产。
We do not know how to accumulate wealth that can be stored to eternity in this temporary life.
而且最经常发现的是，因为我们不知道自己的身份，所以我们活出来的样子就不合我们的身份。
And most often, because we don't understand our status, the way we live our life is not fitting for our status.
我曾经读到一个见证。
I have one time heard of a testimony.
就是在差不多真的蛮很多年以前的时候，那个时候韩国他们有许多的复兴。
Many years ago, this was when South Korea had a revival.
哦，许多的人知道那里韩国的弟兄姊妹，他们很多的祷告，教会非常的兴旺。
And many brothers and sisters knew that in Korea there were many prayers and their churches were very prosperous.
所以那个时候，台湾就有许多的教会就组织了一个访问团，要到韩国去看神在那里的作为。
And then at that time, the churches in Taiwan formed a group to travel to Korea to see them.
那么这一号召呢，那就很多的人愿意去韩国去那里学习去看。
And once they were called, there were lots of people who wanted to go to Korea to see and to learn.
说几乎一架747的那个客机，差不多都被基督徒的团体占满了。
And this 747 plane, the entire plane were filled with Christians.
所以当这些人去了，看到了神的作为，也是满心的欢喜。
And those people went and they saw the work of God and their hearts were filled with joy.
当他们要回台湾，要进海关的时候。
And as they were coming back to Taiwan, as they were entering through custom.
这个海关的组长就告诉他们的组员说，今天这一班飞机我们很轻松，因为都是基督徒。
And the head of customs said to them, this plane, we're going to have a very easy time with them because they're all Christians.
还不是一般基督徒，都是牧师、长老、执事追求的人。
And they're not just regular Christians. These are all elders and ministers and people who are in charge in churches.
你等一下看他们都有，还有拿旗子过来的时候，那一批人你们可以很快的放心，就让他们过。
And as you see them entering and they'll have a flag, you can just let them through.
所以这些哇下车的时候这些人很喜乐，就大包小包就这么过了海关。
And those people were very joyful and they had their luggages and they entered through custom.
那个时候有一两位这个组员他觉得说，那也不能都全放，我们也抽两三个人来看一看。
And in the custom, there were a few custom officials thought we can't just let them all pass by. We will sample one or two of them and check them.
所以他们就拦下了几个包包比较大的。
And they stopped a few people with big luggages.
所以当他们把包包打开的时候，
and when they opened up the luggage,
他们发现怎么装了这么多的高丽参人参呢？
And they thought, how come this is filled with the Korean ginseng?
而且这里面也有的人还有里面摆了比较超过限量的一些洋烟洋酒。
And then in the luggage there were also excessive alcohol and cigarettes.
他们又问他们说，你们买这些干什么？你们不都是这是基督徒吗？
And then the custom officials asked them, why do you guys buy these? Aren't you Christians?
那当然他们讲说, 这些东西我们不是我们自己用的, 你不要误会, 我是买来送给亲友的。
And then of course they said, these things I did not purchase for myself, but I bought them as gifts for relatives.
那这些送亲友, 你的亲友, 你送他洋烟吗? 你送他烟吗? 你送他那么多酒吗?
And they said, for your relatives, do you give them this much alcohol and this much cigarette?
而且这些人参, 你送那么多干什么?
And they said, for this ginseng, why did you buy so much of them?
这里就让我们看到这些东西, 可能你说, 那并没有犯道德的事情。
Perhaps you would say these things, they're not immoral.
可是在这些不信主的人里面, 他看是, 我们是在做一些不合我们身份的事。
But for those unbelievers, they think that we're doing things that are unfitting for our status.
保罗说我们是天上的国民。
Paul said we're citizens of heaven.
我们不要像那些有一些人, 他们专门以地上的事情为念。
He said, do not be like those who constantly mind the things of this world.
他们关心的就是吃什么, 穿什么, 在今生的事情。
What they care about is what they eat and what they wear, things of this world.
弟兄姊妹们, 当我们做出不合我们身份的事情的话, 那就是一些卑贱的事情。
When we do things that are not fitting for our status, then we are doing lowly things.
那就失去我们的见证。
And then we lose our testimony.
有一个 年轻的新牧师他到了一个小镇里面去要去牧会。
A young new pastor was going to preach in a little village.
他去的时候,他就那一天还没有开始,他就想说我坐个公共汽车,我在整个镇里面我走一趟看看。
And before the sermon began, he said, let me ride the bus so that I can go around the village.
所以他上车买了票就坐下来。
And he bought a ticket and he sat down on a bus.
结果他忽然数那个找给他的钱的时候,他发现,诶,怎么多了一个25分,一个quarter?
And as he was counting his change, he realized that he was given an extra quarter.
他想想,这个司机弄错了,那可是他想,我都坐下来了,没有什么关系嘛,这个25cent就拿下来了。
And he thought the driver gave me the wrong change, but it's not that big of a deal. I already sat down.
心里面也有个声音说，这些charge本来这个车票它就过太贵了，就所以多给你一个25cent也没什么。
And then in his heart, he thought the bus is overcharged anyway, so what's the big deal if he gives me an extra quarter?
可是里面又有一个声音说，你是牧师，你这个小钱就还掉算了。
But then there's another voice in him that said, you are a pastor, you should return the quarter.
所以他里面就有这两个声音,就坐了这个车,就绕了城一趟。
And then with those two voices in his heart, he circled the city.
所以到要快下车的时候,
And then by the time he was getting off the bus,
到底要给回去还是不给回去, 还在那里争。
And he was struggling whether or not he should be giving back the quarter.
最后走到了台阶要下门了, 他终于鼓起勇气就告诉司机说, 你刚刚多找了我一个 quarter。
And as he was taking the steps down, he finally had the courage to say to the driver, you have given me an extra quarter.
这个司机就看着他说, 我知道你是新来的牧师,对不对?
He said, I know you're the new pastor who has just arrived.
他说,你怎么知道呢?
He said, how do you know?
他说,我在这个小镇里面,哪个是新的来的人,哪个是旧的人,我很清楚。
He said, in this little village, I know every newcomer.
他说,而且我们都知道有个新牧师要来上任。
And we all know that there is a new pastor who's going to come.
他说,我还没有信。
He said, I'm still an unbeliever.
我今天突然奇想看到你上来的时候, 我想和我来试试看,你会怎么反应。
And he said, when I saw you stepping on the bus, I wanted to test you.
他告诉这个牧师说,你通过了这个考试。
And then he said to the pastor, you passed the test.
他说,下个礼拜天,我愿意来到你的教会听你讲道。
And he said, next week, I am willing to come to the church to listen to you preach.
当这个牧师下了车的时候,
As the pastor got off the bus,
他一身都出了一身的汗。
He was sweating all over.
他只是向着天祷告。
He prayed to the heaven.
他说,神啊,我感谢你。
He said, God, I thank you.
我今天没有因为25cent,我把你的儿子卖掉了。
He said, today I did not betray your son for 25 cents.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们今天的见证是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is our testimony today?
不在乎还没有在你讲话开口以前，人要在你身上看神的见证。
Even before you open your mouth, men want to see the testimony of God on you.
保罗他这一生做神的仆人，
Paul was God's servant for his entire life.
他身上并不是没有难处。
And on him, it was not that he had no difficulty.
我们今天基督徒在生活里面，当我们活在一个很困难的环境里面，更能够彰显出我们的见证。
Today, as Christians, as we live in this world, when there are difficulties in our life, that we can even more manifest God's testimony.
请我们看一段经文，在哥林多后书第十二章第八到第十节。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 to 10. And here it says, concerning this, I implored the Lord three times that it might leave me.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness.
所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
More gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
在这里保罗说，为这个事情，我曾三次痛苦的求神把这个刺离开我。
Here Paul says that concerning this, I implored the Lord three times to take the thorn, to have the thorn leave me.
这个刺到底是他健康的问题，还是他身边许多麻烦的人物？
Whether this thorn is concerning his health or regarding the people around him,
我们不清楚。
We're not clear.
可是这里保罗却很清楚地说，神告诉我说，我的恩典够你用的。
But here Paul clearly tells us,But God said to him, My grace is sufficient for you.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
For power is perfected in weaknesses.
保罗他活在很困难的情况之下。
Paul was living in very difficult circumstances.
可是他相信他是属神的人。
But he believed that he belonged to God.
他是神的工人。
He is the worker of God.
所以他说，我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力来覆庇我。
Therefore, he says, more gladly, I rather boast about my weaknesses, so the power of Christ may dwell in me.
他在信心里面支取神的能力来覆庇他。
In his faith, he drawn upon God's power to protect him.
弟兄姊妹，这也是见证的表现的方式之一。
Brothers and sisters, this is also one way to manifest the testimony.
我不知道我们在座的今天有多少人，或许你处在一些很困难的环境里。
I don't know how many among us today you are in a very difficult situation.
你有没有想过你今天能够来坐在这里一起听神的话来敬拜神？
Have you ever thought that you are able to sit here together to listen to God's word?
就已经显明恩典够用的事实。
That is already a proven that God's grace is sufficient.
因为我们是神所的子民。
Because we're people of God.
他拣选我们。
He has chosen us.
他救赎我们。
He saved us.
我们已经在客观上来讲，我们已经在他的能力的覆庇底下。
Objectively speaking, we are already under the protection of his power.
保罗接着来说，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。
And then Paul continues to say, Therefore I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecution, with difficulties, for Christ's sake.
因为什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
For when I am weak, then I am strong.
不但客观的我们知道我们是属神的人，有神的能力护庇我。
Not only objectively do we know that we are people of God and His power protects us.
保罗在这里说，我更是为基督的缘故，我知道怎么活。
And Paul here says, for the sake of Christ, I know how to live.
我以软弱、凌辱、逼迫、困苦，我为可喜乐的。
I take weaknesses, insults, distress, persecution, difficulties as joy.
因为我知道我活着是为基督。
Because I know I live for Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你怎么样来更体会恩典，神的恩典在你身上够用呢？
So brothers and sisters, how can you know that the grace of Christ is sufficient for you.
第一个，你必须要在神的能力的护庇底下。
First of all, you must be underneath the protection of God.
那就是信心的问题。
And that is an issue of faith.
不但有信心，而且你还要有行动。
Not only do you have faith, you also have actions.
就是为基督的缘故，我奉献我自己。
And that is for the sake of Christ, I sacrifice myself.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们相信神，我们是属神的人，神有能力要护庇我们。
Therefore, when we believe in God, when we believe we are people of God, then God's power will protect us.
他的爱一定是保守我们，不会叫我们受那些试探过于我们所能忍受的。
And His love will keep us so that we are not tempted by more than we can endure.
而且在我们今天所有的试炼都是短暂的，神要试炼我们的信心，像试炼金子一样，而且更宝贝。
And our trials today are all temporary. He will try our faith just as the refining gold.
并且在这里我们看到，我们是不是有一个更正面的跟神说，这些软弱困苦都是为基督的缘故，我要在人在我身上看出神的恩典够我用。
And then there is also a positive side that we say to God that we want to show the other people that the grace of God is sufficient for us even with the difficulties and insults.
许多基督徒里面，他们有许多的困难。
For many Christians, they have many hardships inside.
可是他们因为知道这种怎么样来享受恩典够用的事实的时候，他们就超越这些，成为神的见证人。
But when they know how to enjoy the fact that grace is sufficient for them, then they can surpass all of these.
海伦·凯勒，我们都知道，这个生来没有几个礼拜就又瞎又聋又哑的这个姊妹。
Helen Keller, the sister who we know that after a few weeks of her birth, she was blind, deaf, and mute.
她等到她知道了得救，她知道了她人生的意义以后，她这样的说道。
After she knew the meaning of life, she said,
她说我感谢神，为着我现在有的残障，我来感谢神。
She said, I thank God for my handicap.
她说因为经过我的这个残障软弱，所以我找到了我自己。
Because through these handicaps, I found myself.
我也找到了，我也明白了神在我身上的托付。
And I also understand what God has committed to me.
而且更主要的，我找到了神。
But more importantly, I have found God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天你我在人生的过程中都会有许多的难处。
Today, in the life of you and I, we may all have many difficulties.
神怎么样在用着我们在难处中彰显出神的见证呢
？How can God use us to manifest His testimony？
就是看我们的信心是不是相信神的能力能够护庇我。
And that is to see whether or not in faith we believe the power of God can protect us.
是不是我更正面的我知道我活着是为了神的荣耀，不是为我自己。
And more positively, do we know that we live to glorify God and not for ourselves?
这是最真实的见证。
And that is the most genuine testimony.
我现在要用一小段的一些东西来介绍一个人，他的名字叫做 Nick。
I want to use a little story to show you someone named Nick.
他是生来就没有手没有脚的人。
He was someone who was born without arms and legs.
当我第一次看到他的这个见证的时候，我看到他的图画的时候，我真的是有点害怕，看了觉得说，我以前看那个蒋公的雕像不就是这样吗？
The first time I saw his picture, I really was a little bit scared because I thought.Isn't the idol?
Yeah, 不是一个 statue， 那个雕像，那个铜像，一个铜像，没有手，没有脚，就这样一半身体的一个铜像。
I've once seen a bronze statue that was just like this, with no arms and no legs.
可是我今天看到是个人，真的一个血肉的一个半身的一个人。
But what I'm seeing now is a true person, person in flesh.
我们先看一点 PowerPoint 的一些。
这是他做见证的题目，他是说他没有手没有脚，可是他并不忧虑。
It says that he has no legs and no arms, but he has no worries.
好，我们就请放下去。
We'll play the slideshow.
这是他生出来都没有的时候，他非常的痛苦，可是他慢慢他从圣经里面画的，他的父母也在这个画里面说到我的。弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
And then when he was first born, and his parents also realized this, then he said, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you're faced with various trials."
他的父母是澳洲的一个教会的传道人。
And his parents are ministers in a church in Australia.
他是第一胎长子。
He was the first child.
当他一生出来的时候，带给整个教会非常大的痛苦。
When he was first born, it brought much suffering to the church.
当护士把这个孩子的情况告诉他母亲的时候，他母亲躺在病床上，不能接受。他说， "Take him away, 把他拿走。"
When the nurse brought the baby to the mother, she could not accept this, and she said, "Take him away."
我们可以想象，那个整个教会都落在痛苦里面。
We can imagine that the entire church fell into a state of suffering.
神给了他父母这一句话的时候，他们就靠着信心接纳这个事实。
And when the Lord gave his parents this verse, then through faith they accepted this reality.
我们继续看，这就是他。
And that is him.
我们在下面，我们就。 没有手没有脚，我们再往下看。
He has no arms and no legs.
他慢慢地学到了说，我们不要把所有的事情当作理所当然。我今天生出来有手有脚，不应该，不是说就应该理所当然是这样。
And then he said the first lesson he learned is not to take anything for granted. We shouldn't take for granted that we're born with arms and legs.
我们就继续看下去。他克服了这个难过，他母亲当时为他争取去受正常的教育以后。 他慢慢的成长。
And after he overcome this difficulty, his mother fought for him to be educated with regular people, with normal people.
他今天在各地来做见证。
And today he goes all around the world to testify.
我们继续看他跟人最能够讲的一句经文就是：晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And the verse that he always tells people is that all things work together for the benefit of those who loved God.
好，请我们再继续往下看。他说他现在这是2004年的时候，他说他已经23岁了，可是他已经大学毕业。And
this is 2004, and he was already 23 years old, and he already received his college degree.
他今天靠着神的恩典，在各地做见证，传讲神的作为。And
today, by the grace of God, he goes around the world to testify for the Lord.
请我们就一看他。
And we will see the picture of him testifying for the Lord all around the world. He's preaching about the grace of God on him. And he calls for others to believe in God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天觉得我们够苦的时候，我们想一想，我们的恩典是不是比他还够用？
Brothers and sisters, when we think that we have lots of sufferings, then let's think about whether or not our grace is more sufficient than His.
我想再用六分多钟的时间，我放一段他每天早上起来他的生活的一点片段给大家看，他怎么 survive，因为很多人会很好奇这个事情。
Because many people are curious, I want to play a video segment for about 6 minutes to show you how he lives his daily life when he wakes up in the morning.
我跟着我自己聚会的地方的弟兄姊妹们分享完这一小段影片以后
After I shared this video clip with brothers and sisters at my gathering place,
有一个母亲跟她的年轻的孩子十几岁的孩子就分享这一段事情
A mother and her teenager son shared about this
结果没想到她的儿子这样子跟她妈妈说
And unexpectedly, the son said to his mother,
他说妈妈，你知道吗？我们的难处都是一关过了再来一关，就是难处会得到解决的。
And the son said to the mother, our difficulties come in waves that they get resolved.
可是这个Nick呢，他这个难处是从他出生的时候一直要跟着他到他断气的时候。
He said, but the difficulties of Nick, it will follow him from his birth until his death.
所以我们实在是够。 我们的恩典实在是够多。
Truly, our grace is sufficient.
所以这个母亲她听了以后也是非常的感谢。
And this mother, she was very thankful after she heard this.
她没想到她儿子这么的成熟。
She did not realize that her son is so mature.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 如果我们今天还活在许多的困难里面,
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if today we still live in many difficulties,
我们知道我们神要用着我们这些难处的时候, 仍然要彰显他的见证。
We know that God wants to use these difficulties to manifest His power.
如果弄不出来，我想或许不耽误大家太多的时间。等一下或者弄出来了，你们可以在这里再看一下。We
can perhaps watch this after it comes on.
撒旦千方百计的要破坏神的见证。Satan
thinks of all kinds of ways to disrupt God's testimony.
他最常用的方法就是让我们的价值观错乱。
One of his most often used methods is to confuse our value system. And when we are in a difficult situation, that we give up on ourselves. So that we cannot effectively manifest God's power. A true testimony is how we live out our status in our life. It is not what we can do.
真的，你活出来的就显明是你是什么样的人。What
you live out, it shows what kind of person you are.
有可能放吗？那个。 好，就放那个about Nick那一部分。
好，我想我们就先有一个祷告，好不好？等一下子如果。
请我们一起低头，我们祷告。
With us bow our head in prayer.
主啊，我们为着你在我们身上够用的恩典，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for the sufficient grace you have put in our lives.
主啊，我们感谢你把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
Lord, we thank you for saving us from our sins.
你拯救我们，也让我们在世界上也分别出来。
You have saved us and you have separated us from this world.
你要我们向世人宣扬是你召我们出黑暗入光明的。
You want us to proclaim to the world that you have called us out of darkness into the light.
主啊，今天我们中间许多的时候，我们真的是不清楚我自己的身份。
Today among us, we truly are unclear many times about our status.
以至于我们在生活中许多的时候，我们没有办法活出见证人。
To a point that many times we cannot live as a witness in this world.
主啊，我们也常常在许多难处的时候，我们就被打倒了。
And many times we're struck down by our difficulties.
我们没有靠你的能力来护庇我们。
We have not relied on your power to protect us.
我们更没有积极的为你而活。
And we have not proactively lived for you.
主啊，但愿今天你的话语就来激励我们。
Lord, we pray that today your words will encourage us.
让我们知道怎么样来为你活。
So that we know how to live for you.
让人从我身上看到你的荣耀，你的伟大。
So that others can see your mightiness, your magnificence from us.
我们这样感谢祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.